that the old folks used to warn me about. I'm in trouble.
I'm in real big trouble.
I'm in real big trouble. You got anything to say, girl?
Someone please call 911. Man, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. We are back. We are doing our thing. And we're ready to chop up some good game. Let me put on some ism music, some game music, so I can really chop it up with the family. Hold on one second. Let me get my, where's my music? Let me get my damn volume. There it is. Shit. We're back, everybody.
Yeah.
We are back.
How exciting.
It is exciting.
So exciting.
We've been gone on vacation for how long?
How long we've been gone?
3 weeks. It's been a long ass time. People have been like, man, when is ism coming back?
They've been hitting me up.
Yeah.
They've been really ready to chop it up and listen to you lovely, lovely ass women. Y'all looking good. Y'all look nice and rested for the holidays. Look like y'all done had good dick. Oh. I mean, y'all just glowing. What the hell is going on? We're talking about New Year's dick today. Y'all got y'all some New Year's late. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce Miss Chris. How are you, Miss Chris?
Hello. I'm good. I am rested.
Good. I see.
It was good.
You must have the love and warmth of a nice white man.
No, I did get to go and see him. It was really good. He is having some problems with, like, my family, though. It was weird because my parents openly talk about sex all the time.
Yeah,
that's like they're just staying at dinner, and so like we're having this like conversation over like dinner, and my boyfriend's just like, why is your family so like open?
This is some fucking bullshit. I came over here just for appearances.
He was so conservative. I was like, all right, I'm done,
you know. I want to go to the fucking Trump inauguration, and I got to stop by fucking here first, dude.
No, but it was good. It was good.
And we have also the lovely, lovely Miss Sarah. How are you, Miss Sarah?
Hey, I'm doing great, y'all.
Miss Sarah, has she got a little thicker for the holidays?
Yeah.
There's a little more jiggle in them little cakes back there. She's looking good, fellas. She's ready, and she's choosing.
Or
I think she's been chosen.
Oh my God, Tariq, stop.
Oh, so do we not talk about?
No. There's a,
okay.
No.
But you know we're going to do it anyway.
No.
Don't. I'm not about to put a business out there in the streets.
I was eating good in D.C.
Your mom was getting it in with the food.
Yes, she was. She was worried for me, though. She said I was way too skinny. She was like, I'm concerned. You're just so frail. I pray for you to have meals.
Yeah. If a motherfucker ain't looking like goddamn Della Reese, you're like, you starving. If it's like in the South or back East somewhere. I know when I took my daughter down South a long time ago, you know, she's a normal sized child, but they were like, she anorexic. You know, give her some of this cornbread.
I don't know, Tariq. I was weighing like 115.
That's not that bad. I mean, how tall are you? You're tall, like
5'7".
5'7", okay. That's kind of normal.
That's model size. That's
right.
No, my mom was like, no.
You need some greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Yeah, you know, she made some lamb chops on the grill. And everybody saw that followed me on my Snapchat. So
I want to see that, some grilled lamb chops.
Yo, it was bomb.
Man.
I'm telling you.
Let's see who's on the phone. Whoops, I made a mistake and hung up. Sorry about that. Wait, I'm fucking up.
No.
Already.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's good, Tariq?
Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
Joe from Tennessee.
Joe from Tennessee?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Joe from Tennessee?
It's the Ism Show, right?
Yeah, it's the Ism Show.
Yeah, I had a question about something else.
Oh, nigga.
What? Oh. I can't hear him.
You had a question about something else, but you called the Ism Show?
Yeah, I'm not missing the other show.
Oh, okay. Well, call when I do the other show, brother. Thank you. Well, niggas be so confused.
Hello, this Hot 97? Oh, shit. I want to hear some Drake.
You know, goddamn.
You're so
be confused.
Silly.
Don't know what you're doing. Again, family, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Chris, what did you do for the holidays? You kicked it with your Caucasian boyfriend.
Yeah.
We know that. And what did y'all do? What did you do?
We like hung out. So he did like this romantic gesture. Well, I bought him a PS4, number one. So was the best. I was the best gift giver. He bought me this necklace, and it says, I love you to the moon and back. Which oh. I'll like, I mean, you guys can't see it. But he bought me necklaces. I love you to the moon and back.
Oh, yes. That's so Caucasian and romantic.
No.
I love you to the fucking moon, Chris.
No. And then at the end of it, like, we got in an argument or something stupid.
Uh-oh. What was it? What was it?
I don't know. I was being too clingy. So I was like, I want you to stay till 12. And he wanted to disappear in the night. He was like, tomorrow, babe, I'm going to leave at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, why are you trying to sneak off in the middle of the night? Like, why can't you stay and have breakfast with me?
I got it. There's a secret white woman I'm dealing with.
You know it.
You're my fucking side piece.
He was like, no, I just want to go home. I got stuff I need to do. And so, I'm like, you don't ever see me. Like, you never see me.
Uh-oh. Is there a Caucasian main piece? Are you the side piece, Chris? I hope not.
I don't know. He just doesn't talk to me. Like, we don't communicate.
Well, Chris, you might be the side piece. You might be the little chocolate side piece.
Is that what it sounds like?
It sounds like that. Because a lot of those white dudes, you know, they have them a little chocolate side piece. And that's
you know what, Tariq?
That's
stop.
What it might be. I'm just saying.
Like 12 years a slave.
Yeah, she might be Patsy. You know, he just sneak off to the slave quarters and have his little Negro way with you and then go back to the big house.
Right.
I don't know.
I hope he's not. I hope he's not bedwinching you, sweetie.
No, he's not.
What it sounds like.
Anyway, so he was showing me his rap, too.
Like, he was
so
showing
he's
you
a
what?
Rapper. He's
oh, God.
I'm dying. I'm dying so bad.
Anyway. Okay.
Look, he's a rapper.
Hold on. Let me bust some fucking rhymes, dude.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm the amazing Caucasian. No. I got me a Negro. That's right. I fly like a seagull. I go to her house and take naps. And then I hit the pussy, then rap. I go back to my fucking mom. Black fucking pussy is the bomb.
Lord. He goes by Matty Ice.
She's killing us.
So that's what I did every
break.
Matty Ice.
Matty Ice.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I got that new Matty Ice.
Oh, got that new Matty Ice in the street. That new Matty Ice. Yeah, fucking it.
I'm Matty Ice.
I'm Matty Ice. I got head lice.
Oh.
I eat lentil and rice.
All right, that was my break. Sarah, what was your break?
Matty Ice in the fucking house. What you want to do? I want some black pussy to screw. I'm busting these rhymes by myself. I'm Matty Ice. I smoke meth.
Oh, my God. Three. You need to stop. God.
Matty fucking Ice. Hilarious.
Sarah. Oh my God. Woo. Girl, hold on. I almost got tears in my eyes, girl. Seriously.
Man, you're going to have Matty Ice call up one day.
Yeah, and bust some rhymes,
I want to hear Matty Ice bust now.
I want him rap on an 8 Mile beat.
Nigga, you didn't open up a can of fucking worms. I'm about to look for some Matty Ice freestyles all over YouTube.
How do you spell it? How you spell
not
it?
Not even going there. Not even going there.
I'm sure somebody going to find it. I'm sure.
We're going to find Matty Ice's ass.
Oh, my God.
My goodness. Let's see who's on the phone. We got the phones lighting up. Woo, what's going on? Who's calling?
Oh, man.
What's going on, King Flex? It's RJ from the Bay.
RJ from the Bay. I'm going to be in the Bay tomorrow, man. What's going on with you, fam?
Oh, most definitely. Flex, I know you was just on Taxstone. I know you picking games. What do you feel about him being connected to the Troy Ave shoot?
Yeah, that's
what's
crazy.
What's going on with the boy?
That's crazy, man. I never knew that there was a connection. Well, I don't really get into all that, you know, that beef out there, so I didn't know. You know, I didn't know at all, but I was the last person on Tax Stone's show. And, you know, a lot of the press, they've used photos of me and Tax to put on their blogs and articles and all that, which is very funny, by the way. But, you know, I hope my man, you know, hope he's, you know, not guilty. And I hope everything works out. But, yeah, that's crazy that they arrested dude like that.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, I hope the family get behind them. They're talking a lot of stuff about what happened there. Irvine Plaza in Jersey, and Troy Ave, and it's crazy. So I definitely hope the family stays behind me, because your interview was crazy.
Yeah, everybody loved that interview. Yeah, that interview. Everybody loved the interview I did with Tax Zone. And everybody, if you're listening, if you're online, go to, well, if you're listening to this, you're online. Go to YouTube and listen to the interview I did with Tax Stone when I was out there in New York. We had a very good interview and people really, really liked it. Because he's a real, Tax Stone was a straight up and down real dude to me. It was real cool, brother. We chopped up some real good game. So, you know, again, I hope my man is all right.
Oh, no, that's
crazy, though. Mm-hmm. My man, thanks, man. Thanks, RJ from the Bay. Yeah, but that's crazy. That's crazy. A murder charge. I think it's murder. I don't know if it's murder.
They say in the connection with the shooting.
Right. They're using these real vague words. Yeah. You know, we're going to arrest him in connection with the murder. So is he being charged with murder? Is it a gun charge? Because they have those all-in laws out there like they do here. Mm-hmm. So if you were around a nigga who shot somebody, they'll charge you with the shit. You know, it's that. Yep. So we don't know what he's charged for exactly. So, you know, hopefully everything is all right. Miss Chris, what's in the news, sweetie? Tell us what's happening out here in the worlds.
Yes. So I was more interested in the Selena Gomez drama.
Oh, what the hell? Selena Gomez. Miss fucking
Chris. Because I like her lineup. So she's hanging out with The Weeknd.
You know, The Weeknd, his voice annoys me.
You know what? I'm with you on that.
You feel that?
Yeah, I can see it.
His voice annoys the fuck out of me.
Really? Like, that's how he talked to, the way he be singing, like,
you the bad girl. I mean, God, I heard him sing live, and that's
what
I
like. Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was on some award show. He was trying to sing live, and it sounded horrible.
Really?
He sounded like a fucking Korean lady at a nail shop.
Because I heard him sing before. He sounded pretty good.
Now, it must have been lip syncing when I heard his ass.
No, it was like, I forget what I was watching, but it was like Ariana Grande and him were in the studio, and they were both singing a cappella, and he sounded all right to me.
Oh, yeah. That shit, when he was singing live, shit sounded horrible.
Nah.
So they're dating, or what's the deal?
Yeah, well, she's breaking girl code because he was dating with Bella Hagrid. Or Hadid?
What's her name? Bella Hadid.
Who the fuck is that? Y'all like my wife.
Supermodels?
I don't be knowing some of these non-black people.
You don't know. Okay, man, I feel you on that, but I at least know them. Come on. It's kind of like Kendall Jenner. They're all supermodels.
Okay, they all kind of hang with each other.
They
or something.
All,
that
all
same
three of
clique.
Them are the biggest supermodels. And Bella Hadid and the other one, they're sisters. And their mom was on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She was also a supermodel back in the 90s.
Okay.
So they're like now the supermodels of
so Weeknd was smashing the other chick.
Okay. Well, they broke up.
Okay.
Bella and
like
Weeknd broke up.
The next day she was hanging out with
Damn.
And that's
damn.
Like breaking girl code.
And so Bella unfollowed her and shit on Instagram.
Hilarious.
And you know that means we're not friends anymore.
We ain't
anymore.
Cool no more. You get that was my Negro dick. That's
with that one damn dread. <I know. laughs> That big ass dread on
got
his head.
A unicorn dread. Got one unicorn dread. My man. But shout out to The Weeknd. I'm not trying to shit on The Weeknd, but I'm not a big fan of The Weeknd's music.
Really?
I'm not.
I liked his last album, but this one I didn't like it.
Certain songs I like, but all of them kind of, he sings in the same tone. It's all, and it ain't working, and it working, and it working, I love it, and it working. It all sounds the fucking same. That's my thing. You dig? Now, what else is happening, Miss Chris?
Oh, Lord.
Yes. So I have that Donald Trump on Martin Luther King Day met with Martin Luther King III.
Yeah, look, let me let white supremacists know this, and suspected white supremacists, just because you take pictures with Negroes, that doesn't make you any less racist.
Right.
They think that you can do a bunch of racist shit, then go take a couple of photo ops with Negroes, and then everything is washed away. No, that's very cheap, and that's very insulting to black society, as if we're supposed to give you a pass. We're not. Just like with Trump's inauguration, he's going to have this Talladega marching band there. And a lot of there's a lot of backlash, and the white supremacists are really rallying behind these Negroes. They've raised $500,000 for this black band to come there to D.C. to be a goddamn photo op and prop up white supremacy. That's all it's for. That's all it's for. It's all for them to be a damn photo op and a prop. That's it. and the white supremacists are so fake. They're fucking patriots, dude. We're gonna support the patriots.
They are so fake. And so know fake. What? Black people be falling for it every exactly. time. It's like, what's wrong with
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Yeah, these people don't look at you as no patriots. As long as you uphold white supremacy, man. They'll prop you up and act like that you're one of them.
Like you're one of them for the time being.
And I tweeted a picture of some raccoons playing instruments.
I saw that. Where'd you get that from, by the way?
I'll be finding my pictures. And the white supremacists got mad. They wrote a bunch of, y'all see some of the articles they wrote.
Yeah, I saw
the Daily Caller, which is Tucker Carlson's site, they wrote a bullshit article. They said race activist Tariq Nasheed called Talladega marching band coons. I didn't call them anything. I just posted
the picture.
Posted a picture with y'all lying ass over at the Daily Caller. But it's just very interesting that none of these so-called right-wingers are saying anything about, I got to get on, Sarah just showed me Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. This one.
Yeah, that
picture
was hilarious.
The funniest one I think I might
use that for today's show. The thing is, man, with Steve Harvey, and I've been trying to give Steve Harvey a pass for a long time. Because Steve has done a lot of good stuff.
But you always say that, Tariq, and I'd be like, okay, and you said that about what's her name?
Who?
What was the guy?
Come on now, you're getting old.
I know I am.
Come on.
I am. I can't think of his name, but he met up with Trump. With Ray Lewis and all them.
Oh, Jim Brown.
Yes. But Jim, I wanted to call him James Brown. James Brown. I'm like, who is, I'm like, I know that's not his name. Jim Brown, yes.
James Brown.
Yeah, I really did. That's why I'm like, wait, what is his name? Okay, just because they did something, okay, like, you know, so what?
You know, because, see, Jim Brown, I'm not going to throw away his legacy. He met with Trump. I'm like, that's questionable.
Tariq,
but he has a legacy.
The 70s.
I know, but still. He
the
has
70s,
a,
but in, 80s.
No, he does a lot of good stuff now. So I'm not going to throw that. I'm not going to throw.
This man just said the best people in the world was white. His favorite people in the world was white people.
The people who done a lot of stuff for him, but Jim Brown, I give him a pass because he does have a body work. Now Steve is a repeat offender. Steve is a damn with that Paula Deen shit. Everybody was looking at him sideways.
And who gives a damn about slavery? That's
what he said. Yeah, Steve has said a lot of reckless shit, man. So Steve has eased up on that train. And that he stopped soft shoeing. He was soft shoeing for a minute. Even Stephen A. Smith, I gave him a pass for a long time. I gave Stephen A. Smith a pass for a long time. I'm very fair. I'm like, okay.
Tariq, he's and see, everybody you give a pass to,
they end up jumping on the damn train.
Exactly.
Because some people will do something and then they'll back up off of it a little bit. They're like, oh shit, I shouldn't have said that.
Yo, you crossed that line with me for a coon, you a coon. That's simple as that. Ain't no, oh well, maybe. Nah, nigga. You said slavery don't matter. You forever a coon.
Man. You know, and there's a lot of black folks out here, man, who's doing a little soft shoeing. Like, my girl, Zoe Saldana, I talked about her. And I love Zoe, man. I love
I
Zoe.
Do too.
Even though she's bedwinching it up.
I can't because I can't forgive her for doing that Nina Simone biopic. Yeah, it's like, come on, girl, really?
With the blackface.
Really?
Yeah.
And you know Nina Simone was very insecure about her color. She was very, because they treated her bad because she was dark skinned and being a performer, she couldn't perform everywhere. So she would always speak about that. And I'm like, why would you even, knowing that, why would you play that role? Really?
And, you know, with Zoe.
I just can't.
With Zoe, you know, she said, like, she was kind of defending Trump a little bit. She was like, yeah, the media's bullying Trump. And I'm like, oh, no, Zoe.
She with a white man.
I know, her whole family. Her and
is
her sisters. There was a picture of her and her sisters all.
She got like five sisters, right?
Yeah,
five
it was like two of her and like two of her other sisters. They were all hugged up with white dudes. All the white dudes looked the same. I'm like, real creepy.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Chris, why y'all be getting the white dudes who be looking the same? They all have that same look. Like the Unabomber or some shit. Like
oh my
gonna,
God.
That's the look?
Yeah, the like they're going to blow up some shit.
Chris,
take me to the fucking post office. I want to mail my fucking boss a package.
Crazy is sexy. I don't see.
Y'all like them crazy white dudes.
I can't deal with them.
Sarah, what else is happening in the news out here?
Okay, so you got a ex-NBA player who broke into a woman's house to fondle her.
Damn.
His name is Orien Green.
Y'all heard about him, family? Orien Green? He broke into a woman's house?
He broke into a, well, they said it was an unlocked door, but he still went inside and he was fondling her.
Did he know the lady?
No. He was like some neighbor, some random act he did.
Wow.
I'm trying to figure out why. Why did he do that?
Wow.
That's so not something that just happened.
So that's a real cat burglar. Man. He's a cootie cat burglar.
It said police says Green rubbed and kissed a sleeping woman, fondling her. The woman woke up and yelled at Green, who fled to his girlfriend's house.
That's crack.
And her door
that
was open?
You think he was on the pipe?
That's the pipe. That was the pipe. That nigga.
The glass penis?
Yeah, that's the pipe. The crack pipe.
Her door was open?
I guess she had like an unlocked door like downstairs. I don't know. And he came
Who
in.
Leaves her door
How old
unlocked?
Is he now? I mean.
34.
He's 30. Oh, he's pretty young. Young dude. Is he, he's a current player or former player?
Ex-player. Say ex-NBA player.
Wow.
A former NBA player, yep.
That sounds like the narcotic. Sounds like that nigga probably thought he was at home because he was so high.
I watch so many crime shows about this stuff. Some people, they toy in their mind with this.
Are they like, black or white, though?
If he passes by this girl or this house, he might have fantasies about this.
But I've never heard of
no,
like
this. No, I've heard this. I know this.
Hey,
people
baby, I'm home. You look sexy. You look real thick today, baby.
I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, wait. It happened.
You got a new weave? Oh, that ain't your shit. Mm. You know, so he ran off. That it just sounds weird. I'm glad all he did was kiss and fondle. What if that nigga pulled his dick out? Like, baby,
oh my god,
baby, I'm ready.
and went inside. Oh,
why you redecorate in here? You look different than him, baby. God damn, it smells funny. You like some incense, baby?
Oh my god,
no, Tariq, you know you wrong.
Ew.
Well, you got some hydrogel, baby. You got a big ass today. So, that nigga just might have been on
so
the pipe.
Sad.
That's crazy though. Some people, that's kind of a fetish though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that is kind of a fetish.
That's a thing. I know.
When it comes to sex, people have the oddest fetishes and fantasies and stuff.
I'm telling you, he probably like scouted her house. He probably watched her go inside. He probably had all that going on. Like the perfect timing. It's gross.
But it sounds, I'm leaning towards what Tariq is saying. It sounds like the nigga was high.
Yeah, that sounds piping.
It don't sound like he scoped her out. It sounds like he was high on something and that's just what he did.
Now, Chris, have you ever dealt with a dude who had a crazy fetish who wanted to do some unusual things kind of sexually?
Oh,
just the foot fetish thing. Like looking at some toes and being,
like what? Do
like
what?
Painting. Just like touch them and lick them and stuff.
Oh, like, okay. Now, I like women's feet. I'm a big thing.
Okay.
I like
people.
I ain't licking
them
motherfuckers,
thing.
Though.
What?
I ain't licking no damn toes.
What?
No.
Even if she just got out the shower?
No, my wife got beautiful feet. She gets out the shower. I don't lick my wife's feet. No, I ain't licking my wife's feet. I don't lick nobody's feet.
That's wrong.
But I like cute feet, though.
Well, I mean, like pictures of it? Like,
I don't know. I ain't looking at the picture with my dick in my hand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh,
stuff like that.
So guys like
just
looking
like,
at your
be like, hey babe, send me a picture of your foot.
Oh god. Chris, send those fucking toes.
I'm like, why?
Send those fucking Tootsie Roll toes.
Ew.
No, that's about as weird.
What
so
about
weird.
You, Sarah? You've dealt with a dude who had any kind of fetish?
Other than guys that want to like fuck you in the ass or stick a finger in your ass, that's about it.
That's so have guys done that to you?
No, hell no.
Well, you don't want a finger?
Fuck no.
Why not?
That's an exit only. And plus, listen, I have a friend who told me that she's gotten anal and she's like, it hurts really bad. I'm like, why would I do that then?
I mean,
if it hurts, why would I do that? That, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, you're a grown woman. Yeah,
I
mean,
I can't take my ass hurting the next day and shit. Okay, I can't.
So you have never been in a relationship with a dude where he's even suggested anal.
No.
Or he's not been like suggested it to you?
I don't know what y'all be thinking, but I don't date crazy ass people.
Okay. Now, Chris, what about you? Have you?
I don't know
you,
what y'all be thinking.
Now, Chris, have you done the anal thing with a dude? Come on.
Come on. Oh, no. We're with white men.
You
they love it.
Hell yeah.
I've been asked.
Did you
all
ever
the time.
Have it done?
No, I don't want to do that. Because, I don't know, my mom, she's a doctor, and she's always like, Kristen, like, you don't want to do that because of the content that happens and the double crossing. And I don't want to get sick.
Oh, Lord. What? I know them white dudes that went up.
I know white dudes be loving that anal shit.
No.
Man.
They love that.
Mm-mm.
Ew. I can't do it. Ugh.
Not for me.
That's, I just can't do it because I told you, my friend just told me, it's like, she's like, it really does hurt really bad. But then she's like, you don't let them stick you all the way in. You let them ease some of it. And then maybe like a week later, he'll do it again. And then you basically take a little at a time. I'm like, oh, hell nah. I can't.
A little at the time. Huh?
That's what you say. You take a little at a time.
I mean, if a dude lets me do that to them, then I'll.
You think a dude will let you fuck them in the ass?
Exactly. That's the whole point. Like, if I can do it to them, they can do it to me.
Girl.
So, okay. In my butt. You
want to do it in my butt? Oh, my God. You want to do it in my butt? What kind of song is that? Okay.
What in the butt?
What I want to know is, does it feel different? Like, why do guys want to do that? Like, why not just stick to the vagina? Like, why do you want
to
do it in the
butt? Dude, because they like to, I don't like saying these words, but they like to come, I guess, in your ass, and they know, like, you don't get pregnant. That's what I heard.
I guess there's different things. There's different ways. Some girls like it. I mean, there's girls be like, telling me, they like, I want it anal, do it in my ass. Like, okay, I don't know you like that. I mean, good. But, you know, guys just like to really explore every hole in a woman. That's like you're making them submit. You know what I'm saying? It's a submission thing. Well, I'm doing it in your mouth, coochie, hole, booty, ear. It's
ear?
Every day. Dudes want to fuck every orifice. I said, what?
You want to Tariq, that's butt? Just gross.
But that's how
because, look,
things.
Okay, what if you do that and, like, she shits?
Okay.
Then what do you do? Like, that's a total turnout.
Well, she should know if there's a dookie waiting to happen. So that's something that she should let you know. Hey, wait a minute. I had some greens earlier. This anal thing, I can suck you good, but this anal thing might not work because I just had some squash and SpaghettiOs or something. So that might not work.
I've also had friends tell me, like, they've had guys ask, like, can they pee on them?
Yeah.
And, like, shit on them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm like, excuse me?
That's crazy.
What? No, this ain't two girls in one cup. That's just me.
I know.
Do you remember that video?
That
yes,
was crazy.
It was disgusting.
Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, yeah. What's up? It's Elijah. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Elijah. How you doing, fam?
I'm good. I'm in college. I just need some game for college too.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Now, what do you need to know?
Just basically, how do you, like, what do you do to get out there, really, you know?
In college?
You know, I used to be shy, yeah. I used to be shy and stuff, so, you know.
And what you need to do in college, man, you know, you need to hit up all those parties that pop off, man. Get mm-hmm. you a cool little running buddy out there, somebody who ain't a too much of a square, but you want somebody who ain't going to cock block you. Somebody
gotcha.
who you can roll with, man, so y'all can kind of look out for each other when y'all spitting at the ladies, because ladies usually go out in twos at a minimum. So you need to hit up all the little college spots. Definitely hit the college games. Get your game on and your ism on out there. And just be a fun-loving dude. Just be out there enjoying yourself. Don't cupcake too much in college. A lot of dudes are in college trying to look for their wives and all that. No, you don't want to cut. Women, when they get to college, especially that first and second year, they're showing out.
Yeah.
The last thing, they don't want to get taught, mm-hmm. boggled down. They were boggled down by the nigga in high school. They're in college now. They're at their mama's house. They're trying to experiment, have fun, get loose. They're going to be experimenting with a lot of shit. Let them experiment with your dick and balls. Oh. You dig? You need to be out there campaigning. Get them freshmen and them sophomores, dude. Now, when you get to them, when you get to them older ones who are about to graduate, they're going to get a little more serious because all that dick they didn't suck for 3 years, they're like, oh, shit, I got to get serious because I got to... Now my mom and them gonna stop paying my rent. I gotta get serious. I gotta find me a nigga. So,
Tariq, you know
so
you, right.
You gotta pace that game, brother. But you gonna be all right, man. All right, man. Thank
you. Yeah,
for
yeah. One more question, though.
Go ahead, fam.
When is your next lecture tour?
I don't know. A lot of folks are asking, man. I'm doing these movies right now, so I'm not sure when I will be back on the road to do lectures. What the hell are you eating over here, Sarah? But I will keep you guys posted, brother. But thank you so much. What you eating on here? Sarah's eating some damn Nature Valley chocolate from Trader Joe's. What is that? Some health shit? What
yes,
is that?
Yes, you know, like? I'm trying to. Okay, look, Tariq, I was looking out for you because I was going to bring some donuts. And I said, okay, but Tariq said he's on a diet.
Yeah, I got to get back. My wife be giving me cookies and shit.
I was going to bring a whole thing of donuts.
Oh, damn. Oh, Lord.
I was like, I should tease Tariq and bring some Krispy Kreme in here.
Is that chocolate?
What is that?
Chocolate?
No, it's beef jerky.
Oh, beef jerky. Oh, okay.
I'm healthy.
She's eating like a damn day laborer.
No, because I'm trying to build more muscle and get cut up.
Like, okay.
I'm trying to really beef up a little bit.
Now, how you stay so slim, Chris? Chris is nice. And both of the ladies are nice and trim. How
well,
do you stay?
My new diet, which is vegan. I don't eat meat.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife is trying to do the whole vegan thing.
Yeah,
her ass
good.
Ate some goddamn Pollo Loco yesterday. Yeah, the fuck out of here, baby.
Yeah. Like
how long you been doing the vegan thing?
Since the first.
Okay. So that was your resolution?
Yeah,
wait,
that's
first?
Hard.
Girl, I thought you was vegan before we left.
I did, but during Christmas, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's hard during the holidays.
Hell yeah. Hell
you be like, I'm a vegan, and you see that damn ham and that damn turkey. You like, oh,
yeah.
I can't.
All the way up to November, motherfuckers be healthy as hell. Like, yeah, vegan, vegetables, and then Thanksgiving, I need greens, beans, tomatoes, tomatoes, cabbage, dogs, hogs.
Yeah, so now I'm good.
You eat every damn piece of meat.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
Oh, man.
Let me see who's on the phone. A lot of folks calling up.
They missed the show.
They really do. What's going on, fam? Who's calling?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
It's a woman.
Hi, I'm Tabitha. This is Tabitha calling from Indianapolis. How you doing?
Hey, your name is Tabitha?
Yes, Tabitha.
Hey, how are you, beloved?
Hi, Tabitha.
Hi. Oh, wonderful. Hi, ladies.
Hello. How are you? I'm so
guys
happy to have a lady call.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Hey, Tariq, I got a situation that happened this weekend. I'm going to go next door. I got a situation that happened this weekend. And,
you know she got kids. You know Tabitha, are your kids at home?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, okay. So, hold on. Let me get up out of here for these folks at damn Taco Bell find me.
Uh-oh. No.
Now, what's up? What's going
on,
sweetie?
I was talking to this dude, right? And so, you know, we're talking, we're vibing. So he asked me about have I been with one of his homeboys. And it really ain't even that cool. He's just some dude that he know in the mix. So I was like, that kind of happened 2 decades ago. I said it happened when I was around 19 or 20. I didn't even get in the liquor stores yet.
Okay.
And I said, look, if you have a problem with that, I'm going to go ahead and charge you to the game and keep it moving. If I was even worried about who I've been with in my past, I'm not asking for you to that, man.
Yeah.
For real?
You know what I'm saying?
Especially like damn near 20 years ago. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, especially if it's damn near 20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, I was messing around back then. So to make a long story short, he claimed he didn't have an issue with it, but I haven't heard someone say. But I'm not really tripping. But it's like, dude, we are in our 40s. Why are you worried about who I've been with? And I don't care who you've been with. That's none of my business what you did 20 years ago.
Exactly. And both of y'all been living out there in Indianapolis all your lives, all right?
Yes.
Now if you 40 and you living in a city, you know, for that long, for 40 years, you gonna fuck somebody who knows somebody, who knows somebody, who knows somebody. It's just, that's how it is. So he needs to get over that, especially if it's way back in the day. Even out here in LA, this is a city of millions of people, and you smash somebody that you knew and they knew, and they, I mean, that happens all the time out here. So I know it happens in other cities. So that's something that he needs to charge to the game. And, you know, just kind of man up. Now, if he's tripping about it, I mean, he might be using that to justify some shit he's doing. He might have him a little main piece or side piece somewhere, and that's his excuse for being on some bullshit. You dig? How long have you been dealing with this dude?
Man, me and this dude, we just started talking not even, you know, a week.
A week?
because I knew him back from the past, and I seen him on Facebook, so I hit him up, and, you know, Steph got to talk about that way. And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, why would you ask me if I slept with this dude? He's like, please, you know, because he slept with my wife, and I didn't even know at the time. And I said, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay. So
I don't have anything.
Oh, it's, yeah. So that's what's fucking with him. It's the dude. It's some dude that's kind of been a rival to him banging all the women he liked. So that's the thing.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I don't have anything to do with that. I don't even, you know, y'all divorced or whatever now. And, you know, it's kind of messed up. And she found out after he bust her down after y'all got married. Don't make me pay for that. I don't have anything to do with that.
Exactly. So, you know, just do you. Don't explain nothing. you know, don't explain nothing to dude. I mean, you can't help what happened in the past. Right. I mean, that was years ago. Right. We're not even the same people we were 20 fucking years ago. I mean, damn.
And if you are, it's a problem.
Yeah. So, yeah, he needs to just let that go. Where's the dude, the other dude who's been fucking everybody? That nigga probably dead somewhere.
Man, let me tell you something. His meat was like a vitamin sausage, okay? He wasn't even that great. He kind of aged dramatically. He got off into, smoking weed or whatever, but he doesn't look nothing the way he looks today. He still doesn't want to have his age. And it's like, this man hasn't even grown up yet.
Oh, wow.
Are you worried about this cat?
Wow, wow. But yeah, just do you. Don't trip on that. Don't, if this dude want to trip out, I mean, shit, that's on him. Yeah. You do you. You don't apologize for some shit you did damn near two damn decades ago. You know, that's the past. That's ancient history right now. And y'all just got to move it. You can't do shit about it, and neither can he. So don't even stress that nigga. All right? Thank you for the call, Tab. That's Tab.
He
want to
call in.
He does? Tell him to call in. Tell him to call in.
I told him. That's the number.
Okay. Oh, that's his number? He want us to call him?
Call him.
Okay, all right.
I dare you.
Does he want us to call?
Yeah,
I want to do
it. I'm going to call up.
Okay, hold on.
Who is it?
This is a dude that Sarah, he's courting Sarah. And he's one of Sarah's bulls. Now, I won't say one of, but
I'm about to say,
a dude, not like she's spreading coochie like Nutella.
Oh, my God.
But we're going to have Sterling. Call up Sterling. The number is 818. Sterling. This nigga name is Sterling.
Oh, my God. You about to make fun of his name?
Sterling, call up, player. 818-850-5404. Let me. Let me call him.
Oh my God, you ratchet.
We'll call Sterling. We're gonna call Sarah a dude that Sarah's trying to holler at. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Let me see. I'm so embarrassed.
Hold on. We're calling this dude. He's probably trying to get through. Yes. Hold on. 1 second, y'all.
Let's see what's going on.
What's going on with this brother?
Gonna call him.
Yeah, I'm calling him now. You know, I'm blind as a fucking bat. I can't
see
shit.
Where your damn glasses at, old man?
It's somewhere. I know. I'm so old and blind, man. Y'all had to
like
give me
my mama.
Get me a walker for my fucking birthday, man. And some gout medicine.
Gout medicine. You got the gout?
I got that gout. That gout be kicking in.
I believe you're actually calling him.
Yeah, we call him. This is...
He's probably listening right now, like, what the hell?
Hello?
What's up, Sterling?
What's going on?
What's up with you, pimping?
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing.
What's going on, Rick?
My man, Sterling. So, yeah, Sterling, you know, you and, for those who listen, him and Sarah, sexy, sensual Sarah, they kind of went out. When did y'all go out, Sterling?
We went out a couple of times.
Oh, damn. Damn. Sarah didn't say that.
Tariq is so extra.
God damn. Y'all went out a couple of times. Oh, where'd y'all go?
Yeah, we went out to go see the movie Fences.
Shit.
We went out to the cigar bar. Where else we go at? Morton's?
Y'all went to the cigar bar. Y'all, mm-hmm. Do y'all smoke cigars? Oh, that's some player shit right there. That's some player shit.
Hello.
That's some player shit. Now, did anybody hit?
Okay,
I knew it was coming. Did you hit, though?
No, he did
not. I didn't.
Good. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. How many dates y'all went on? Like, what, two dates, three? What y'all do?
It was like three dates.
Yeah, three separate dates?
Like three.
I ain't talking about three places on one fucking day. I mean.
It was three separate days.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all been kicking it. That's cool in the game.
I can't believe you actually called him.
Yeah, y'all been kicking it. So, Sterling, when was the last time you were in a relationship, brother?
Oh, Lord.
This is probably like a couple of months ago, probably like 7 or 8 months ago.
Okay. How long were you in that relationship?
We was together for about like 3 years.
Okay. Y'all had to charge that. Well, yeah, man. I hope. What do you like about Sarah? What's the main two things you like about Sarah?
I know for a fact, you know what I mean, with her on your radio show, when she talks very passionate.
Yes.
You know what I mean, about any and everything that she talks about. That was one of the main things that attracted me to her. I mean, she's a beautiful woman inside and out, but when she talks, she demands a crowd, and you gotta listen to her.
Oh, absolutely.
You gotta listen to her.
Absolutely.
That's so sweet.
Absolutely.
How sweet, boo. That was so sweet of you.
Now, what would you change about her ass?
Oh, my God. Do not answer that question, Stella.
Well, if you had something to change, what would you change about her?
Tariq, you trying to get him in trouble. Drama.
I can't dial up nothing yet, man. You know what I mean? I haven't seen anything that I would personally change right now.
I feel that. That's good answer. That's a good player answer.
Absolutely amazing right now. So.
Good player answer. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love me some black love, man. Mm-hmm. I love black love. Yeah.
Tariq is going to get you in trouble. See, that's what you don't know about Tariq.
Now, when y'all hooking up, are you coming out here to visit Sterling?
Yeah, so I'm thinking about coming out because I was just out in L.A. Last time I was out there was in August. And I unfortunately didn't know her at the time. But I think I'm planning on coming out there and watch
herself. Mari, that'd be cool. When you come out, she's going to be ready, man.
Oh, Lord.
She's going to be ready. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's her when you come out here. That's her right there when you're on the plane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I definitely hope so.
He said he hopes so.
He said he hopes so. Yeah, Sarah ain't been giving it up to nobody. So that thing is nice and ripe and ready. So it's going to be popping. You dig?
Yes.
But Sterling, yeah, when you come out, man, when you come out, I want to meet you, though, brother. When you come out, I want to meet you.
Man, that's cool. That's cool. She speaks highly of you. You know what I mean? She definitely talked about, you know what I mean, the radio station a lot. And, you know, so I told her I was going to check it out today. So
no doubt.
I'm a man of my word. I'm telling you that.
No doubt. Man, much respect, man. But anyway, man, thank you, man, for letting us call you and all that good stuff. And I hope everything works out. Hope you ain't crazy. You dig? Because motherfuckers be normal at first. You know? This nigga sound cool as hell at first, man. You know, this nigga sound cool as hell. And, you know, this nigga be on some other shit later on.
I did not cheat on you.
I don't got gonorrhea.
Tell him take the STD test.
Tell him
take the fucking
gonorrhea
test.
Oh, he played my boyfriend. Matty Ice.
I'm looking forward to listening to Matty Ice.
Yeah, nigga, Matty Ice, us, me, you, Chris, right. Matty Ice. We're going to have to all hang out.
That was so crazy.
Man, thank you for the call, Sterling.
My bad.
Yeah, man, we're going to have to kick it with, we're going to take you, Sterling, Matty Ice. We're going to all go to Sizzlers. Matty Ice will like that.
Sizzler.
Yeah. White people like Sizzler. That's some good, affordable eating for white people. They
He's
love Sizzler.
He's coming out here for Valentine's.
Oh,
so do you know
shit.
What I mean?
Oh,
you
shit.
You got to bring him
you
in.
You bring that motherfucker
Ooh, no,
in.
Oh, no, we got to bring him for the radio show.
Yes. Bring him in.
Tariq, yes.
No, you got to make him rap.
Man,
that would be so funny.
Oh, my God. Yo, everybody, do y'all want to see Matty Ice?
Yes.
Come
I
want
to see Matty Ice.
Nigga, that's going to be so classic. You got to bring Matty
Ice
in.
He's coming.
Yes, bring Matty Ice
in. Yo, is he
going
to have like a bunch of chains and some sagging pants?
Man,
like,
I won't.
Like, yo, I'm Matty Ice.
You done. Fucking know it, dude. Pump that fucking beat up, dude. Turn my fucking headphones up.
Okay, if you watch my video on YouTube, though, because he does.
What do you do?
Oh, my God. You have to watch the video. It's PetSmart with Bay. It's on the YouTube video. You got to watch it. You got to play the beginning.
Are you rapping about animals?
No. Like,
yo, I got a horse and a dog. I fuck a frog, pull out my cock, and then I fuck a hog. I go to the farm. I do the chickens harm. I put some fucking ducks on my arm, and then I lick the fucking cooch because I'm old bull. That's right. My booty is swole. I'm Matty Ice. I do it like this. That's right. I got a real hot bitch.
All right.
I want to meet fucking Matty Ice.
Okay, good. So when he comes in February.
Yes.
Okay.
You got to bring Matty Ice to the show. Okay. You got to. Matty fucking Ice. I got to see. Show us a picture of Matty Ice.
That's not his name, though,
Tariq. It is now. Shit.
Yo, we gonna fuck around and just be calling him Matty Ice.
I know.
Instead of his real name.
That's his name now.
Oh, no.
Now, Chris, you be busting too. Do you be busting freestyles
yeah,
too?
Yeah, she be busting rap.
No.
Yo, you, for real?
No.
What's a rhyme, girl?
No.
She didn't bust one?
No, I can't.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, let's see who we got. We got on the phone.
Yo, Tariq.
Yes. Look. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what's going on?
What's up? Hey, what's up? Who is this?
Yeah, my name Khalil. I'm calling from Miami.
Hey, Khalil, how you doing, fam?
I'm good, brother. Tariq, I had a question that I've been seeing and I be hearing, but it kind of baffled me, and I just wanted to clarify.
Go ahead.
Now, when a person say, like, I hear some of the Mac brothers, they talk about, like, if you want to get a female, you got to get.
Nigga, did you get abducted by aliens? Hold on. Yeah, nigga, E.T. is about to get on the phone.
Home. Take me home. Home.
Yo. This nigga's got called.
I'm here?
This nigga, no, nigga, you in a poltergeist.
Walk away, Carrie Ann. Walk away from the TV.
Nigga, you all right with all that shit going on in the back?
Yeah, well, I'm in Miami, so somebody must have got shot or something.
Yeah, hear sirens and shit, nigga. You over there in Little Haiti? Where you at?
Oh, my God.
No, look, man, I'm in Miami Garden.
Oh, yeah, shout out to them. We're doing a couple of movies out there, man. Man. Yeah. So, now, what were you saying? What were you asking about?
Yeah, I was saying, like, what does it mean when someone say you got to get in her head before you get in her bed?
Oh, yeah, that means basically psychologically and mentally you got to get a woman turned on. See, women are they're turned on psychologically. It's all about what you say. It's all about the vibe. It's all about the energy. See, women are all about feel. That's why women can date an ugly-ass dude but still be into the dude, because the dude gives them a certain vibe. See, we're all about sights. We're all about linear. We're all about just looking. You know, so the woman can have fucked up vibes, fucked up energy, but she had a big ass. I'm fucking. That's all I need. That's the male mentality. Very superficial. Women, they get a little more deeper. So, nigga, are you on a plane now?
Goddamn. He definitely sounds like
this
that.
This nigga's all out here. Fire trucks. Damn, aliens. This nigga done got abducted. I mean, he's really flying. Goddamn.
I'm not. Is it still loud?
It's still kind of loud.
You sound like you on a plane.
Yeah, you want to. This nigga's riding a unicycle on the phone. God damn.
I'll just mute the phone while you go ahead and.
But that's what I'm saying. Women are all about feel. It's all about feeling. It's all about how you make the woman feel emotionally. So that's what they mean by getting in the woman's head. You got to really vibe with them a certain way. It's all about the energy that you have. It's all about the connection that you have. Electronically, it's all about electric energy. You dig? I don't want to get too super scientific, but women, they're very feely. It's all about vibrations, and that's right. what our senses are. It's all about the vibration that women get around you. So that's why they always talk about women's intuition. Women feel and they know certain things that we can't really pick up on. It's like women can feel when another chick has been around their dude. Women can feel that shit. They can pick up on another woman's energy on their dude. You know, women get around a dude like, hey, this my nigga's energy ain't right.
You know? Yep.
Something ain't right. Something ain't off. You know, the feng shui ain't clicking. So you know something is off. You dig? So right, women are all about feeling. So you got to be on that emotional thing. You got to be in a position where you can talk to a woman and get her to feel you. And that comes from getting into her mentally. But anyway, thank you for the call, brother. And get off that damn plane. Uh-huh. And if you need help, call 911. That nigga was all over the place. My God.
Tariq, you know you a man.
What else is happening in the news? Chris over here putting on fucking mascara like she's at the damn makeup counter at the mall.
She definitely is.
Getting the makeup done for free. That nigga be doing.
This brings me to the Kim Kardashian case.
Yes, yes.
And she's released her statement. 16 people have been linked and involved.
Yeah, y'all remember Kim Kardashian, somebody robbed her. Well, they said it, somebody robbed her, and they've arrested some people. Mm-hmm. And it was it an inside job? What was the deal?
I believe so.
That's what I believe, too.
I mean, because you can't get that close to her not to be an inside. Exactly. To her front door?
Exactly.
The driver was in on it. The security was in on it.
Exactly.
Somebody that her friend is in on it,
exactly.
Too.
But for them to get somebody that high profile and get up in their room like that, you know, they were in on it.
Yeah.
See, you that's know. Why people who are the closest to you can hurt you the most.
Absolutely. Just yeah. like with, y'all remember Selena? That her,
crazy. Oh, her, that was crazy.
That
what?
Was crazy. The president of her fan club yeah. got it. It's always that person close to you.
Yep. And she was stealing money Sick. From her, and she confronted her about it, and she shot her.
Yeah. That's
randomly,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then her statement said something like she was describing what happened. Like she thought that he was going to rape her because she had a robe on and was naked underneath, and he forced her to leave the room and walk down the hallway, and then he threw her on the bed or some other stuff. She said she thought she was gonna get raped.
Damn, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man. Well, I hope they bring their asses to justice, man. That's crazy as hell.
Yeah. What but else they was... must be doing that though, Tariq, because I told you Naomi Campbell got bopped in the head.
Yeah, a few years ago.
This was years ago.
Yeah.
More than 5 years ago.
Mm.
I remember it.
Out there in Paris, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Paris ain't
a purse and yeah. some other stuff.
Paris is about that fucking life, man. Out there Are in France,
they?
Yeah, Dame Dash got into a big fight out there in Paris. They got mm-hmm. into a street fight. They walked down the street, and they got into a fight with some French pimps. Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, yeah, it was a real big fight. Yeah, somebody hit Dame in the head with a French. Stick.
A so, stick?
Yeah, the French are about that damn life, really? Man. They don't fuck around out there. Mm. I've been out there to Paris and Saint-Tropez. They're cool people. It's a beautiful place, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful place.
I'm going to start traveling this year.
You got your passport?
I'm getting it.
Get your damn passport.
Me and my mom, we're planning this big trip
I
to
have
Cuba.
A passport.
You do?
You trying to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going
trying to
Cuba.
Guess. We're going
to Cuba. Oh, yeah. word.
We're trying to go to
Havana.
Rome.
Yeah, Rome is beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to Cuba, and I can't wait.
Oh, who's going?
So it's me, my mom, and dad, and two of my friends, and some of her friends.
Does Sterling have his passport?
Yes, he does. He's not going.
Oh, no, but still, y'all need to, you know, if y'all get serious.
We are going on some trips, maybe.
We don't want to rush it, you know, because y'all still learning.
I said maybe.
Right, y'all still learning and easing in, because I don't want to, because when shit is rushed too fast, then it fucks up and everybody's all pissed off. You dig?
Yeah, when's my boyfriend going to take me somewhere? I would like to know when my boyfriend's going to take me somewhere.
Go to the Matty Ice tour?
That'd be nice.
Matty Ice. You better take her to the Poconos or something.
We're going to fucking the Trump inauguration.
That's all I'm saying. I'm done.
Oh, you better get you a colored man so he can take you somewhere. Maddie ain't taking you nowhere. Maddie, how long you been dealing with Matty Ice, Chris?
On and off 3 years.
See, and Maddie,
he ain't took you ain't nowhere? Take you, girl.
But guess where he went, though? Girl. On his own with his guy friend. To Thailand.
Oh, okay. Lord.
And Peru.
Lord,
and Peru.
Lord. If you don't get this woman,
girl,
Sarah, get this fucking.
I just can't.
Good Lord. This nigga done went over to Thailand tricking it up. Tricking it up.
Oh my God.
Niggas, when they go, when them dudes
Yo,
go to Thailand.
I know what type of dude he is.
I know too.
You know.
Yeah. He went over there with his friend.
Because you told me several other stories about him. And I already told you, I side-eyed his ass anyway.
This dude over in Thailand, if two dudes go to
Thailand.
He probably got
the little lady boys.
You know, he's over there.
Ew. How you know? You never know. No, man. Asian men and women look just alike. You can never tell sometimes.
Cool.
If a dude and another dude go to Thailand, because I've been to Thailand with my wife and the family, because we like it's beautiful over there.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, it's very beautiful in Thailand. People sleep there.
You know, I can't wait to go.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The food over there is fucking amazing.
Is the food, good
the food is amazing. Every food, every dish is good.
I don't be trusting Asian food because my dad's traveled the whole world and he always tell me like he went to China and this and that.
Thailand, every dish is good over there. Everyone, I have never had a bad meal in Thailand.
What did you eat? Like, do you eat fish and stuff like that? Is it a lot of seafood?
Everything. Seafood,
see,
chicken.
I can't eat that though.
I ate, my wife didn't like it because she didn't like the thought of it, but shark fin soup. They got that over there.
Ooh,
that was good.
I heard shark was good, though.
Yeah, it was very good.
I heard it was good.
It was very good. My wife, I don't like eating no shark. I'm like, fuck that. I'm fucking jaws up.
Y'all greedy ass.
Yeah, I know. But Thailand is beautiful, man. But when I was over there, them white dudes, they be tricking up a storm. It's like a trick fiesta out there. So your dude over there, you better hope he don't have no little Asian dick juice.
No.
Some lady boys.
You guys gotta meet him. That'll be fun.
I want to have Matty Ice bring his ass
up in
there. We're gonna meet Matty Ice.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, we're gonna have to meet Matty Ice. He's gonna have to rap about Thailand.
I want you guys to drill him. I want you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the fucking man. I took a little trip to Thailand. That's right. I'm the boss. I got a lady boy's draws.
Oh.
Fondle that cock.
Oh, my God.
Lady boys rock.
You're so entertained.
Oh, my God.
You guys are so entertained.
Tariq, you man, always take it there.
Let's see who's on the phone, man. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Bishop. I called up a couple months ago, I believe, on the Puppy Love Players show, I think it was.
On which show?
Puppy Love Players, episode four, Bism, I believe.
Yeah, Bishop, your name sounds familiar. What happened? I can't remember exactly what happened.
Oh, okay. So I was talking about how I got a crush on my best friend, and I was trying to find a way to pursue her.
Yes.
Yeah. So
what happened with that? Did you spit? What happened?
Yeah. I took your advice, and the day after that, I just went up to her and told her how I felt about it. And she said she had been throwing signs at me for a long time.
Oh.
And she, and that she was glad that I approached her.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, I remember this.
So
I didn't ask her to prom or anything. But there was this Sadie Hawkins dance where the girls asked the guys, and she asked me to that.
Oh. So y'all went? Yeah. Did y'all go?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Had a good time.
Oh, that's beautiful, that's so man. Nice. I love that. That's so
good. Is she black?
It's a Sadie Hawkins. She's a sister. Okay, ain't that Boulay Jack and Jill thing? Right, ain't that the Jack and Jill?
Yeah. He probably doesn't.
Yeah. You saying, was she black?
No, well, is the Sadie Hawkins, is that part of the whole Jack and Jill thing?
Oh, no. It was just like a school event.
Oh, okay, okay. Is she a black chick or white chick? What is she?
Oh, yeah, she's black.
Okay, okay. Just double checking. So you guys are in high school or in college, Bishop?
We're in high school, sir.
what grade are you in?
It's my senior year.
Okay, and what grade is she in?
She's a senior as well.
Oh, that's cool. So are y'all like claiming each other now, or y'all, what's the status now?
Basically, we committed to each other like we're in a relationship. We just don't like go out in public saying that, oh, that's my girl. And,
right,
you know,
right. Of course.
My guy. But yeah, we committed to each other.
Okay, have y'all, and aww. I know y'all young and I'm supposed to be a good positive influence, but did you smash it yet? Did you hit yet?
See?
Sarah, you ask him so I won't seem like a bad influence. Ask him, Sarah.
Are y'all fucking?
Nah, we ain't
good. Doing.
Good. Wait till
marriage.
That's right. Good.
For
good.
Wait till marriage.
No, seriously. Just have good conversation first and then the sex. It's going to be so much better.
Exactly.
I'm telling you.
Exactly. And now, is she a virgin? By the way,
Lord,
yeah, she is.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
No, you need to really wait till y'all get married or something.
See?
Don't break that poor girl heart, because as soon as you get up in there, she's gonna be clingy and
just take it slow. Have fun. It's in your high school.
I'm telling you. Yeah, if you hit I'm that, I'm telling you, I'm a girl. I know.
Yeah, you
she
hit that.
She's gonna be all up on it.
But that's good though. That's good.
He may not like it.
No, but what she look like, by the way? What she look like?
What's her IG? I'm just kidding.
She's brown skin, got a big smile.
Okay.
She sounds kind of preppy, like she's from like this or whatever. But she has natural hair. Like,
oh really yes, that's
Mega,
a plus.
That's a winner. Now who do you say she look like? What celebrity does she look like?
Oh man, I couldn't really compare it to a celebrity, but
Let's say if somebody were to play her in a movie, who would you say would play her good?
Would play her in a movie.
Like Queen Latifah? I mean, who would play her ass?
Not no Queen Latifah. I would say, like, someone between, like, a Gabrielle Union.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so she's a cutie
she's
pie.
Cute. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's cute. Yeah.
All right, nigga. When she lets you hit, all right, don't go crazy after you hit. You hit and you be on some other shit.
I'll give you everything. Everything. What the fuck more you want out of me? Huh? What the fuck? You want me to rob the bank just to make you fucking happy, bitch?
So don't nut up when she, you know, when y'all get down. But let us know what happens with the relationship, Bishop. Send me some pictures of y'all, man. I want to see what y'all look like.
Oh.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are y'all going to the prom, by the way?
Yeah. I'm going to ask for the prom. I don't know how yet. But
don't be matching, though.
Nigga, I'm going to personally get y'all a limo for the prom.
Oh, my God.
So I'm for real. I'm dead serious. You and her go to the prom. I'm getting y'all a limo.
Wait, don't hold on, Tariq.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Don't get the old 1970s limo. Okay, nobody does that anymore.
No. I'm gonna get
you
them
better get Hummer. That stretch 300 or the Hummer or the Cadillac.
I'm gonna get them that.
Oh, Tariq, that's so sweet.
I'm gonna get that. I promise you. I'm getting you. Y'all go to the prom. I'm getting y'all a limo. A whatever you need. Whatever limo you want, I'm gonna get it for y'all. All right?
All right, for sure, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Hey, you got my email, right?
Nah, what is it?
My personal one is kflex4life@yahoo.com.
All right.
Now, if I get y'all a limo, y'all motherfuckers don't use it to rob a fucking bank, and then I'm a damn accessory to the crime. Now, y'all take y'all ass to the prom, and don't be doing them narcotics in there.
Narcotics.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that.
That's so sweet.
Y'all niggas do some shit, and Fox News be like, Black Lives Matter, and Tariq Nasheed robbed a bank, and he was in on it.
And you know they would eat that shit.
Oh, they love that. Any shit connected to me. All right. But anyway, email me, man. We'll chop it up. I got you, buddy.
Tariq, that's so nice.
Yes, indeed.
Where was you for my damn prom?
Right?
Yeah, I got them. I love that. Their little story is so romantic. I'm hooking them up. I want them to do it up.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be
cute.
Beautiful. Chris, what else is happening? What's going on? Open that little damn book.
I got
book.
This, Tariq.
What's the
Soldier Boy.
Oh,
Soldier Boy.
Yes.
He threw the fight.
What he did?
What? That's what I wanted to tell you. I've been waiting to tell you.
Let me see that.
It happened 2 hours ago. He said, y'all know what? I'm throwing the fight. These niggas taking too long. Fuck this shit. You need tickets. Hit me. I'm running the show. I'm renting the venue. I'm setting up the date. I'm selling the tickets. This will be a Soulja Boy promotion. Hit me up, fool.
Oh, I knew he was going to bitch up. I knew he was going to do some bitch shit. Is this okay? I'm renting the venue. Okay, he's punking out.
Yeah, he punking out.
Yeah,
he's
man,
saying he's throwing a fight. Because you know he's going to get his low ass whooped.
So, Chris Brown is going to light his ass up. Exactly.
Bop his ass in the head, something terrible.
I hate when niggas be attention whoring and talking shit and then punk
That's
out at
why
the last
I can't
minute.
Stand Soulja Boy. I cannot stand him.
And that's what, we got dudes out here who will do anything for attention. It's just that attention whoring, and that's, attention whoring is the new coonin.
Man.
You know, that's the new coonin. They love just doing anything for attention, no integrity, no nothing.
And did you know that after he went to, I guess, that Bloods area? Like, what, two weeks ago, he got robbed.
Yeah.
And they're saying that it might have had something to do with
that. Of course. Yeah, he's a target now. They done went up in his house and took his stuff, so he's a target now.
What how much cash they say they took?
Oh, they said $200,000. Bullshit. He ain't got no damn $200,000.
He can't even pay his rent.
I know. That rent ain't even paid.
Nigga, you know, goodbye.
They went in there and stole three CDs and an EBT card. Like, $500,000 got stolen. Shit. You know, it's that type of fake shit.
Oh, man. You are absolutely right about that. I can't stand him.
Man, let's see who's on the phone. Let's see who's calling. What's up? Who's calling? I get you in a minute, Sarah. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Chris? What's up, Sarah? What's up, Flex?
What's up, Corey?
What's up, Corey? Where you calling from?
I'm out here in New York City.
My man.
Brooklyn, to be exact.
Brooklyn, shout out to
B. I see you at a lecture out here, Flex, but well, I'll have to catch you the next time.
No doubt. I got it. Your man Taxstone is from Brooklyn.
Hey,
yeah.
Shout out to the brother. He needs it right now, huh?
Yeah. Were you familiar? Did you know, were you aware of the beef he was having with Troy Ave?
I mean, somewhat. I kind of heard about that shit through the blogs and whatnot, but I don't really have that in-depth knowledge like that.
I feel you.
But I mean, why did my brother have a glove on, though?
When?
On the gun. They said they found his DNA on the trigger and the magazine and all that. I mean,
is that what they're saying? Because we didn't know.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying was they had video evidence of him coming in and out of the green room when the shooting, like prior to it happening. And then they found DNA evidence of his on the gun.
Oh, damn.
So I was like, oh, wow.
Well, I got to look at the particulars of the case, so I don't know. But anyway, what's on your mind, man?
I'm glad the two ladies are there today, and I hope this question won't come off as disrespectful and we can get a solid answer on this. But when you hook up with a dude for the first time, well, to give you a little bit of background, I'm coming out of a 2-year relationship, so I'm new on the dating scene again. And I'm wondering, you know, when you meet a new female and you get busy for the first time, are you supposed to be gentle, or can you just jump right all into that choking and hair pulling and all that shit?
Good question.
However she like to say.
Yeah, it's however she like it.
I was about to say. Some people like that shit.
Because usually.
I mean,
Because usually the first time, you know, people want to make a very good impression. So you want to throw some dick the best you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you do all the cupcaking and the gentle stuff a little bit later. You dig? But when usually, because when you have sex with a person for the first time, the spontaneity of it, you know, the newness of it, it's real passionate. So you want to get all off into it. A lot of women are very freaky when you first get with them. They tone it down a little bit later. They try to flip it like, oh, I'm real freaky. No, no, no. Women get real busy on a lot of one night stands. They don't like to talk about it. You dig? And a lot of dudes, too. A lot of these niggas be out here eating ass and doing everything the first day. And then, you know, y'all date the nigga for 5 years. That nigga just got one position. He roll over on his side and unzip his damn boxes. You dig? So.
That's how we flex. No. We ain't eating ass over here.
You need some help, Tariq.
So, you know, you want to make a good impression, but I'll say don't start eating stuff. You dig? When you first meet, because that's the problem. Okay. All these ass eaters and womb lickers and all that shit. Don't be
it's
that.
It's a part of sex.
Yep. Oh, Sarah would like that. Sterling, don't listen to her.
What? You better listen to me.
You know, Sterling better get to licking.
Yeah, because I just didn't know. Do I want to just jump right in and go crazy on it, or do I just want to ease into it? You know, because I'm not trying to. I mean, of course, you do want to throw the dig and you want to give them a good time, but I don't want to overwhelm them and be like, damn.
You better make a good impression. Now, that's what I say. But make a good impression.
But I feel like I feel like all of that is going to come out of your mind when y'all start having sex. Y'all just going to be into it.
Right.
I don't think anyone's going to think about what y'all doing. I think it's just going to flow naturally.
And a lot of times women try to hold back. And they don't want to say nothing too freaky at the beginning because they don't want to seem hoish. They don't want to say like, "Hey, nigga, beat me with a shoe." They don't want to say that. You know, they don't want to say what they really want.
Beat me with a shoe.
So they'll, you know, so it's kind of up to you to figure that out because a lot of women don't want to direct you. They don't want to be like, "Oh, this nigga think I'm freaky." You dig? Hey, man, thanks for the call, fam.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What's the freakiest thing a dude did with you, Sarah? The first time y'all got it. The first time y'all did something. And I know Sterling's listening, so you know, you ain't got to clean it up. Just, you know, speak truth to power. She's trying to filter some shit. So, because Sterling is listening.
Some freaky shit.
Yes.
Really, Tariq?
Yeah, okay. She's not gonna say shit because Sterling is listening. Chris.
Let Chris go first.
Maddie Ice ain't listening. So, what's the freakiest thing that a dude did with you on a first sexual liaison?
See, exactly. That's
y'all ain't thinking that hard. Y'all trying to filter
because
the shit. It ain't that hard. Y'all know some shit. That
no, Tariq, it's just sex. I mean, like, I had sex, like, in public. I guess that's freaky.
Where'd y'all have sex?
I had sex in a movie theater.
Oh, shit. I know Sterling is like, wait a minute. I went to see Fences and I could have been getting my dick sucked.
Was there people there? Huh? Were there people there? I'm sure. In the back?
Yeah, where were y'all in the back? How was it?
No, it was very front.
In the very front?
Because nobody sits in the front.
Okay. Yes. So, did you sit on him? Oh, you were sitting on him. Okay.
Tariq, why are you talking about that? He's like,
people in the movie theater, hey, cut that fucking noise out. I can't fucking hear Meryl Streep under that fucking huffing and puffing.
I mean, you talking about like when you haven't said like an act that he's doing, or you talking about like
just anything? I mean, just anything. Just the location. That's something that's kind of freaky.
I never really had.
I know Sterling is mad. Sterling's like, I should have cut a hole in the box of popcorn and stuck something
up
in there.
Shut your ass up, Tariq. You're the worst.
Now, Chris, where was the most freakiest place you've had sexual?
Like, it's not like about place though. It's more like,
what did he do?
No, like, so I like pain.
Oh, damn.
Ooh, there she a sadomasochist.
There we go.
She like this. Yeah, it's coming out. It's coming out.
I like pain.
I'm going to beat you like a fucking slave because I'm Maddie Ice and I'm a slave fucking master. That's right. I'm going to cause a disaster.
No.
You like pain like how? You like to be choked, slapped,
like
spit on.
I guess like hitting, like whipping.
Your ass or your body or your tits?
Like everywhere, like my arms. Like, really? My butt, like
I can hit your breath.
No,
like,
that's weird.
You don't like titty hitting?
That's weird.
Yeah.
But like pinches. Pinches are my thing. I don't know why.
You like a motherfucker to pinch you?
Hell no. Pinches are nice.
I can't get my titties bit or pinched.
But she don't like her titties pinched. She like her arms. She like her arms.
Arms pinching. That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Take this cock. I'm going to pinch your fucking back. Oh, yeah. I'm going to pinch that fucking back.
No, it's not like that.
Do he put reins on you and ride you like a horse?
Like when you're kissing and stuff, and then you're like, you know, it's like light, you know, grabbing motions of like, don't turn me on.
Hilarious. Pinching. That's a new one.
I mean, I could see that too. I mean, I don't like pain, but I like for it to be nasty though.
Nasty how?
Like porn nasty.
Like nasty how? Like he didn't mop the fucking floor before you came over? Nasty
no,
how?
No, like sex nasty. Like, okay, spit. Like, if you're like giving head, it's like, you know.
I don't like that. I don't like a lot of spit.
I don't like that either.
Because I dated a girl. She was going like, all that spit.
Stop.
Whoa. Baby, chill out with all that spit. I don't need a damn bath from your ass. I don't like all that spit.
No. Don't do it. Like it. Yeah. No, that's good.
Okay, some guys you like it.
Okay, that's too much.
No, go ahead, Chris.
I like hardcore sex.
You like what?
Like hardcore.
Right.
You know, like,
it gets hitting it hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like to be tied up or no shit like that.
No, yeah, I'm all for that.
Don't choke me up.
Tie me up.
I've never been tied up, but you know what? I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed to it, but don't fucking tie me up and leave my ass there for 3 days and starve me to death.
I know.
And, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. Some kidnapping.
Like, I have, like, fantasies of, like, I like dressing up and doing it.
Oh, I love
too.
Dressing up.
Like, all kinds of, like, schoolgirl
me
and,
too.
Like, lingerie.
I love dressing up. That's the cutest thing ever. I like dancing and I like dressing up. It's cute.
So, y'all dress up as, like, schoolgirls or maids or some shit?
No, I like
the cutest thing I ever did for my, like, boyfriend. Like, I was a football player and like my little Halloween
costume.
Cute. And I came out and I did like a little strip tease for him. Like,
and want you to dress up like a fucking slave. I got this Aunt Jemima dress up.
I got a burlap bag.
Go pick some fucking cotton for me. Oh, that makes my cock so fucking hard because I'm matty. I'm a slave. <I'm done. laughs> That's
oh my
funny.
God.
That's
okay, Tariq,
funny.
Can we talk about this Michael Jackson, please?
Oh, man. Did y'all see?
Can
good
we talk
fucking
about this
grief.
Michael Jackson?
What exactly is this bullshit, Sarah? What is this exactly? Because
okay.
I've seen a little screenshot. What is this?
Okay, so it's a movie that's coming out, and it's a biopic about Michael Jackson. And this guy is playing Michael Jackson, but he has the most ridiculous prosthetic nose and getup I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like
it's
Michael
hilarious.
Jackson. It's like they're trying to turn Michael Jackson into a white man.
Right. It's a white
and he
guy.
He was not white.
At all. You can look at, even though Michael Jackson
was
very light, he was weird.
He was
you
weird
knew
though.
He was black. He had a black phenotype. It was a black man.
So why was Jackson he getting so white? Like, why was he like.
He had vitiligo.
He had vitiligo.
That's
and
what happened?
I've seen, you know, autopsy photos.
I don't
photos.
Know, though, Tariq.
He did. He had vitiligo. I seen.
So he never bleached
but
his skin.
He did bleach
that's
his skin.
That's what I was about to say.
That's
I think
the thing.
He bleached his skin.
He bleached the shit out of his skin. He did. But he, I think he was, instead of matching it to the browner skin, he bleached the skin to match the white. That's the thing. He
That's
did it
what
the
I
other
thought.
Way.
I thought
which
was
real weird.
White. That's what
no, he definitely had vitiligo. But he didn't have to. What you do, you don't bleach yourself the other way. You darken the rest
say,
of the shit up.
As much money as he had, he couldn't find them damn melanin pills that these damn white people be getting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
And that movie, whatever it is, where is this movie supposed to be?
So it's supposed to. They pulled the plug on it because the Jackson family was not having it.
Hell no.
The daughter was like, you got it looked like you deliberately did this. Like
that looked like some Lifetime channel shit where they don't match nobody.
Her point is she's saying it just looks like you purposely wanted him to look this way.
Right.
Like it doesn't even like you're trying to make it a joke and make it something that it's not.
Exactly.
And she got really offended and they pulled the plug on
it's
not coming out.
That's good. Because the motherfucker looked like Rosie O'Donnell.
There's no good way that you could possibly make it though. Like that's why like even if you were attempted, I don't think
you
could possibly like make it. To
me.
Be, you know what
that
I mean?
That nose got me. I couldn't deal with that damn nose.
They can find, you can find somebody. You can get Terrence
Hell,
Howard
the dude on Hollywood Boulevard looked more like Michael Jackson than than this dude.
You get just use the wax model.
Get Howard, Terrence Howard's ass. He light skinned. Get him to play. I'm Michael Jackson, man. It's Empire Records and Michael.
So the guy that's playing
I'm gonna
him,
beat it, man.
The guy that's playing him is called. His name is Joseph Fiennes.
Really, he's just some unknown actor. I never heard of him.
I never heard of him either.
Wow, wow. Mm-hmm. So they could have gotten somebody better.
Yeah, you know they
could have gotten somebody better. Anyway, we got to get up out of here, family. It's been over an hour. We're here chopping up game. But yo, family, it was good to have everybody tuning in.
It was.
And all that. Good to have the ladies back and all that. We're gonna be back again next week. I think I want to do the show before I leave for the UK. I got to go to the UK. The beginning of February to film, so I probably will do a couple of shows before I leave, so we'll have something in the can. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
What are y'all doing this week? What y'all got up for this weekend?
I have a lot of shoots.
Okay.
That I already have lined because I've been gone for so long.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that, and I have a new clothing line that I'm working on. So you guys can stay tuned for that.
Cool.
It's
cool.
A baby. Baby line, baby clothes line.
Oh, cool. I need some for all my damn
kids. I know. Yeah, I know.
House full of babies.
I know. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram too. It's the Sarah Nicole.
And what you doing, Miss Chris?
I am working on YouTube videos. Yes. I'm trying to do more like sketches.
Yes.
No, I'm with my friend Joelle. We're gonna do some like relationship stuff, like what girls do when they're I don't know, just stuff like that, love and stuff. So quickly on YouTube.
Oh, cool. What's your YouTube again, sweetie?
It's Kristen Montage, and then my Instagram is Kristen_Montage.
Cool. And speaking of skits, we got some new crispy skits coming, and Sarah and Chris, they're gonna be in this new crispy skit that's funny as fucking shit when we do it.
Man.
So y'all wait on that. That's gonna be coming in February too. So anyway, guys, y'all guys be good. Y'all go to the Indiegogo page to support the new film.
Yes.
We got a new film, 1804. We're doing a documentary about the Haitian Revolution.
Nice.
That's 1804. We got the Indiegogo page going. We're at like over 70,000 right now. In
really?
In, yeah,
we just got the other day, 60,000.
Right. It was the other day was 60. It's at 70,000 right now.
What's the goal? Again?
The goal is 200,000. We're gonna get it. We got 20 days. We got 20.
That's awesome, Tyree.
Man, so the
That's
family good. They really, really ready to see this film.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
This film is so.
I
important.
Donated. Did you donate?
Yes, I'm gonna do it today.
Yes, and get Maddie Ice's ass
donate. Right.
This is fucking white genocide, dude. You know, let him donate.
Get his ass to donate.
Yeah.
Awesome.
People are very excited about this movie. We got Wyclef, we got Professor Smalls, we got Brother Kaba. I'm going to film some people tomorrow in the Bay. Then I'm going to the UK. So we're all over the world filming this thing.
Shout out to Wyclef.
Yeah,
it's a bad rap.
Yeah, man, he does
for no
get a bad
reason.
Rap. Yeah, he really does. He's a real good brother, man. But anyway, man, y'all go to 1804movie.com, 1804movie.com, ladies and gentlemen, and let everybody know about Ism Radio at ismradio.com. And y'all have a good weekend, fam.